Well, first of all, as you know, it was a very emotional issue. It polarized a lot of people. A lot of it breaks down on the geography where individuals live, you can tell. But I think there were some very significant issues in there that's going to help with the safety and the quality of life in the communities. I think licensure is very important. The evidence was when we went through a lot of the hearings that licensure and fingerprinting helped prevent the straw purchases and keep handguns off the street and illegal handguns. Right now there's more illegal handguns that are sought in Maryland than are imported from out of state, and that wasn't the case 10 years ago. I think the limiting magazines to 10 rounds is very important in this piece of legislature because the testimony was that in these mass shootings that when a person has to change the magazine, they have enough chance to get to the individual who is the shooter. You have to picture Perry Hall where the young man took a shotgun into the cafeteria and used it. You can imagine what it would have been like if he took a semi-automatic weapon into that cafeteria. We can only be thankful that he didn't have access to a weapon that had 20 or 30 round magazines in it. So I think the limitation of magazines, I think the licensure, the fingerprinting, the extended training, and the fact that they limited the use of assault weapons, really military-style weapons, does nothing to impede upon anyone's right to purchase an unregulated gun. There's hundreds of shotguns and rifles that are lock-and-bolt rifles that people use for hunting. I think the vast majority of hunters certainly use that. Anyone that hunts waterfowl uses a shotgun. They certainly don't use a rifle that has a bullet. And I think the fact of the matter is that people believe that guns are serious instruments, and there should be care to take care of them.
This bill would not have prevented what happened at Perry Hall, right? I mean, were you saying that? Or?
Well, I'm saying that if the young man would have used a semi-automatic weapon, I think the damage and the violence would have been much worse than someone bringing a shotgun into the school.
Do you think the Senate now for it to become law?
The governor just needs to sign it.
Well, actually, it has to go back to the Senate
for concurrence.
What's your sense on the Senate? I mean, you know how the Senate operates independently. Do you get the sense the Senate's going to go along with it?
I think it's very similar to the Senate bill, and I think they'll take that in consideration. I mean, if there is a conference committee, we will see it in the next 24 to 48 hours.